The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big screen store.
Hi, how are you?
Quit looking at me like that.
I'm sorry.
I don't like that tone.
It's Thursday, and we all know what that means. I've had me a morning.
No, you haven't.
I could do 1 hour, commercially uninterrupted, ranting. And I know some people like my rants, some people don't like my rants, but I'm telling you today.
You could.
I could do
it's in you.
1 hour of pure bitchdom.
All I
really,
know is this.
I truly could.
When I come in here in the morning.
Hello. You've reached Mr. and Mrs. Redneck Repairman.
I came in
and
as
I'm not
I always
talking
do.
About I'm talking about some furniture people.
Yeah.
That are driving me nuts right now.
Set my stuff down and come and say hi to you in the kitchen. It's sort of our little tradition.
Right.
Today was the kind of day that when I walked into the kitchen and locked eyes with you, I wished I could have walked out backwards. But I thought it would have made things even more awkward.
Just little
such
tiny.
A thing as possible.
Okay. Pet peeve, let me just get out of my system right.
Yeah.
Little pet peeve.
Okay.
Voicemail.
Yes.
All right. Voicemail for businesses, it is not a tool for you to simply maximize your fat ass convenience.
Right.
It is a tool to respond. And if I do your job because you need to call in advance to schedule me a week in advance for the maximum convenience of your repairman, and then I return the call within business hours, somebody ought to answer the effing phone.
Right.
Not go to voicemail again, and then I go to the basement where I'm working on some other project in my house, and then you call back, and then I call back 1 minute after that voicemail, and it goes to voicemail again.
By the by, they shouldn't be repairing
rednecks.
It. They should not be repairing it. They should be replacing it. And
yeah.
I think you should stick to that.
Well, you know what? The place where I bought it opens at 11 o'clock, and they're going to get that spiel. They're going to get
they should.
That.
And I'll even do it for you if you want.
Customer service means calling the customer, not making the customer call you.
Well, but when you use voicemail as a tool to just maximize your perfect convenience, and I swear to God, availability of a guy that comes out and saws wood is worse than an oncologist.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
so anyway.
Your chair has cancer.
It's just pisses
you have
me off.
Chair cancer.
And did I mention I've had it for 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Less than 2 weeks.
Oh, right.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Oh, yes, 2 weeks.
Two
I've
weeks?
Yeah, well, hasn't it been about 2 weeks?
That,
yeah. I think maybe even less.
It's been just a couple
didn't
of weeks.
You,
yeah.
Didn't you have a problem with your last chair? Your spurs cut into it.
Yeah, my spurs cut into
yeah.
it. Yeah, but that was, but then I went with a little more quality.
You bought something a little more expensive this time. You didn't go to Kohl's.
And then I went the electronic route.
Ah.
Which someone did somebody tell me not to do that?
I'm not going to mention it.
I think
point.
Rob.
You said
Rob
not to do
Rob said
it.
Don't
it,
do
yeah.
it.
So it is the electronic part that went bad?
Yes, immediately.
Oh. Sorry to hear
click,
that.
Click, click, click. Not engine, not anything. Switch.
Switch.
I know what this repair is going to be. I know enough about electronics to know this is going to be unscrew, unscrew, unscrew. Screw the new one back in.
Replace switch.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
so it's 5 minutes.
Right.
But you got to schedule that a week out.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, under warranty. Well, thank you. I bought it 2 weeks ago.
I love the fact
douche.
That it broke when it's in the reclined position, so it looks like a psychiatrist's office in there.
And you know it's my chair, Rob.
I know it's your chair.
And my chair is I don't have, look, I don't have possessions that I really give a rat's ass about anymore.
Man needs a chair.
Man needs a chair.
You need your
and
chair.
And this chair's broken, exactly. And now it's in the fully reclined position.
Well, that's the position it's in most, correct?
Yes, but that's
well,
it's
but no, but you see, the thing
I'll,
is the way it is right now.
I'll slap the Bolivian right off of you.
He'll come across
swear
this
to God.
Room.
The way it is right now.
I will slap the South American right out of you, my friend.
It's impossible to land this house because you cannot get your chair in the full upright position.
I got people
you're
going
to have to keep
in.
Circling the
I got
airport.
You know I'm uptight because I got people coming in.
Right.
And they're going to go, hey, nice chair. And that looks now like a sofa.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, throw a towel
so
over it and call it a table.
It's so embarrassing. This is not about people. This is about my brother-in-law and my sister. They come to my house.
Oh, they're coming.
Once every decade.
Oh, you know what?
So
can you tell
them
a little uptight about it?
Get Kathy to take a picture of it.
Thank you, Rob, for continuing the joke. Let's open up the mailbag.
Oh, let's do that.
Because it's not about me. It's about our listeners.
Happier news.
And it's about their birthdays,
sunnier
ladies and gentlemen.
Days,
America's favorite feature, birthdays.
Yay.
It's Pat.
Boom.
The week began
very energetic
with a Sunday birthday for Connor Baruti, who turned 18. He's been a listener since he was born.
Before he was born.
So he'd like a greeting from a grown-up Charlie.
Well, I guess if you were a listener before you were born, that would mean you were in the womb.
Charlie?
We're in the Woomba listening. The Woomba.
What's his name? Baruti? What's his name? Connor Baruti?
Connor Baruti.
Is that a funny name?
Connor Baruti.
Not to me, it's not. Not what I'm doing. Grown up Charlie.
Oh, that's Charlie. Right.
Yeah.
Since you're grown up.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Charlie.
You're wearing a Billy Suter shirt.
I am. Isn't
it's the Billy Show.
He's your favorite disc jockey.
Best disc jockey in the world.
Have you seen Mr. O'Meara's chair?
It sucks.
Why?
Because he's too fat.
Charlie, oh, I don't think that's the problem.
And it throws.
You're sure you didn't have anything to do with breaking that chair?
Three or four reclining clothes, and the chair was going, I'm exhausted.
How old are you now?
I'm 70.
74. 72. You'll be 72. 73. You'll be 73.
Thank
in
you,
December.
Rob. Thank
he
you.
Was rounding up.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yes,
let's.
Please.
Gavin Hutchinson of the Wichita Hutchinsons turned 2 on Monday. Only Kansans get that joke. Well, I think it's funny, too. Well, let me give it a Kansas laugh.
All right. That's it. That's just right.
Tuesday was a very happy birthday for Mike Cox. Seriously, that's his name.
Seriously.
Mike turned 32 this week. And since his name is Mike, he'd like a greeting from Alan Thicke. Hey, that's a good one. That's a wild card. And when I get a wild card, I enjoy it. Hey, Mike. Mike Cox. You're grounded. Go upstairs. Hey, how's that birthday doing, huh? Enjoying yourself? 32. You got your whole life in front of you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike. Come out of the bedroom. You're ungrounded.
Hey, Alan Thicke, what do you do to a bad plane?
Hey, have you seen my son, Robin?
Cameron.
Is it Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a musician. Uh-huh.
Have you seen my real son, Robin Thicke's video?
Very it's sexy.
How about those T's?
Yeah,
man.
Mike Cox would like that.
Oh, boy.
The lovely Carolyn Salcedo had a birthday yesterday. She was going to request that we raise enough money to build that house in Haiti, but it was done before her birthday arrived.
How
yes, it
that?
Was.
So
wish
let's
granted.
Buy her a broken chair, then.
Candace Halverson of Manhattan, Kansas, also had a birthday yesterday. Her husband, Chuck, wants as many people to send her a card as possible. Mm-hmm. Should we do this? Is this precedent setting?
It is precedent setting.
I don't think I'm going
I'm not
to do
comfortable
that.
With it.
I'm
all
not
right.
either. Sorry,
what's
guys.
What's her name?
Her name is Candace Halverson.
Find her on Facebook. Ask for her address.
P.O. Yes. Box 3.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Jesus
Christ.
Stop do you it. Think Manhattan, Kansas is a lot like Manhattan in New York City?
Probably.
But
probably exactly.
It's a miniature version.
I'm really, really sorry, Chuck. I hate to disappoint, but you're just going to have to deal with Candace.
Yeah, you know what? He's grounded.
Yeah, you're grounded.
Chuck Moody?
Sorry about that.
No. Chuck Baruti.
That's
no,
Chuck Halverson. Candace Halverson. Christopher Nagel has a birthday today and has been listening since back in the day. This greeting is from Tony and Tennille. Seriously.
What?
This greeting is from Tony and Tennille.
Not from
Seriously.
Tony Tennille, but from Tony and Tennille.
Oh, okay. I mean, just a talk-up or what?
No, it's just Tony
no, these
and
are real people. Tony and Tennille in real life would like to wish Christopher Nagel a happy birthday.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
but
see?
I thought it would be a good opportunity to play one of your favorite songs.
By
Mike.
Tony Tennille.
All right. Well, why don't you start it? Can you start it again?
I can. Do you want to jingle into it?
Sure.
Okay.
WTNT. Christopher Nagel celebrating a birthday today. What a fabulous guy from Tony and Tennille. This is your birthday, and I don't know who the hell they are. Thank you.
Well, that was perfect taco.
Zachary Nietzsche of Sacramento turned 16 today.
Nietzsche!
And his family wishes him a happy birthday, even though he's been an asshat for the past few weeks.
Nietzsche!
He's 16.
That's what they tell me.
That is so great.
I bet he's an uber
that
dick.
That is so great that I can relate. 16. I had a great conversation with my 15-year-old yesterday. I'm on the phone with her. You know, you guys know how I feel about phone conversations,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
The briefer, the better.
Right.
I'm on the phone with her at least 20, 25 minutes.
And it was entertaining.
Aww, yeah, just going back and forth. Just she's busting my chops. It was great.
But be fair, the most of those 20 minutes was, Dad, wake up. Dad, are you there?
Are you on the line?
She was fun. Joe Millstone turns 65 tomorrow, and like his son, he loves the show. Well, that's wonderful. Tyler Johnson of Charlotte, North Carolina, turns 27 tomorrow. His request is coming up. Saturday, Mike Deaver, you work for the Reagan administration.
That's right.
Of St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, has a birthday, and Kyle Rommel turns 29 on Sunday. TMOS got him and his wife through a 36-hour drive from Atlanta to Silicon Valley. Wow.
Yeah.
Without them killing each other. For Kyle and the aforementioned Tyler Johnson, our traditional birthday song.
That's perfect.
Here we go.
Kyle.
Home address.
Yeah, Kyle. There we go. All right. And our letter of the week comes from Marcus Foreman. Uh-huh. Marcus writes, Buzz, I'm serving in Afghanistan right now and wanted to fly a flag for you guys. Do you have a P.O. box or something? We do. I'll give it to you right now.
It's I was wondering if you had a P.O. box or something.
Is that up on the website where people can see it?
Yeah, I have to check if it actually disappeared with that whole server thing, but it should be there.
Right.
We have it
okay,
right here.
Yeah, serving in Afghanistan. He was also wondering what the anniversary date for the podcast might be. That's December 7th.
It is. 2009,
I will try to fly it on that date. Thank you, and I love the show. It gets me through the day. Major Marcus Foreman, Bagram, Afghanistan.
So I wrote him back.
Very good. Now, you've got the box. Okay, that is quite an honor, Major. Thank you so much. Our first podcast, December 7th, TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108.
You're on the same page.
We are proud and humbled again. Thank you. And then Marcus writes, well, I will be out of here around Halloween, but being as I am a member of the Special Operations community, attaboy, and really, really appreciate your support of the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, I will fly the flag on the 8th of June, the day of the ride. That is awesome.
That is so cool and thoughtful.
That is really amazingly thoughtful.
Isn't it?
And the last time I was here in 2006, one of my teammates benefited from that organization, a truly great one. This is my kind of letter, Buzz.
I knew you'd like
it. Great.
There's more.
I am disappointed I will miss the ride. I seem to have horrible timing. I missed the Fort Myers Beach meetup by 3 days while I was there on leave prior to deployment. In any case, I will fly the flag and look forward to the next show as I run around the airfield. And that comes from Marcus Foreman. Marcus, you rock, man.
Okay.
That
isn't
is
that great?
Awesome. I look forward to hearing all about that flag flying.
And a silly birthday card to finish us off.
All right, what do I do with this?
I think I'd read the note first.
All right, I'll read the note first. Right. Here we go.
This came to our P.O. box, you know.
It did.
Handwritten. Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, and Oscar, very nice printing. Uh-huh. I've been a longtime listener to your show for many years and want to thank you for all the fun times and hilarity that you've given me.
Are you reading it in the way it was written?
Yeah, it's like that, and so that's
okay,
the way you read
good.
Writing
very
like
simplistic.
That.
That's right. Yeah.
May 31st is my birthday, and instead of a character voice at a trip or a trip to the store in a rusty Ford LTD or a homoerotic sexy greeting, I decided to make you guys laugh instead of the other way around. So please enjoy this fine birthday card. Thanks, longtime listener, Aardvark from Rochester, New York.
Thank
Man,
you.
He sure and does want that meatball.
Now, this is a birthday card that has a squirrel.
It's a bag of nuts with a squirrel in it.
Fresh roasted peanuts.
And I think you pull the squirrel out and wait for it to finish talking.
Okay.
Here we go.
Don't touch his nuts, Mike.
You know what's really great? Not so much the card, but how much Oscar thinks it's funny.
Buzz and Oscar are it's the why the show works. Buzz and Oscar are literally falling on the ground.
Yeah.
You and I are looking at each other like, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I was wondering, if you're done with that card, I've been looking for something to set on fire. May I have it?
Hey, don't touch my birthday nuts. Put him back.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Oscar'd like that for one of his other shows. Play it for Todd.
And now I'm laughing at him. Laugh and start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ugosi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? F*** you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ed Wood?
Yeah, I watched it recently. It's great still movie. So great.
That's a great Johnny Depp movie. Live from Studio 1K in the Fiverplex Broadcast Center, This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times, powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com. 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by simply the best grill enhancement system known to mankind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Man Grate.
Yep.
Yeah. Father's Day is coming up fast. Your dad needs Man Grates, and so do you. Made in America, Man Grates are 100% American cast iron grilling grates. No flare-ups, no dry meat. They're guaranteed. Man Grates bring steakhouse quality to your house. Let me see if I can make a few more flubs. I've had a morning. Can you
it's
tell?
Okay.
I think you're doing great.
Named one of the best grilling accessories by Men's Health Magazine, Man Grates makes the perfect Father's Day gift. Get Man Grates for your dad or yourself. Click their ad on our website or go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, $19.99, and the custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush.
Do you have a moment?
Yeah.
Look here.
All right, well.
Look at the back of my mouth.
Yeah.
Not a trace of plaque or scaling.
That's good.
Once
that's
I get
good.
That grill brush
that's
in my mouth,
imagery.
My teeth have that's never great. Been whiter.
That's great. Great
my
imagery.
Breath is kissing sweet.
Great, great imagery. We're trying to sell a product that's associated with people's food, and you're talking about hurling the grill
bleeding
brush
off.
Into your gums.
Well, good luck chewing that
blood.
Steak
and
without
I've,
teeth.
I've been around your mouth.
Like
I've smelled that
myself.
Mouth.
Yes,
come here,
have.
Kiss me.
The Man Grate grill enhancement system. Actually, after you started flossing, your whole breath
right?
issues
much better.
Well, you know what?
You used to have the worst breath of any human
I will
being
never,
I've ever known.
Never forgive you for not bringing it up.
But you once you started flossing,
yes.
that was it. And flossing is, I think, the number one reason people, not flossing is the number one reason people have bad breath.
What did you say? Flossing is more important than a shower?
Boy. You know, I have, there are
it
many days,
be.
There are many health-wise. Days I have not hit the shower, but I have hit the brush and the floss.
From a health standpoint, it's absolutely more important to floss because you breathe through your mouth, obviously. Yeah. And so you're breathing bacteria into your lungs, something
absolutely.
You don't want to do.
When I don't shower, I do floss, and I floss everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so
I'm
nasty.
I'm wearing floss now.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
Sometimes
too.
I use rope.
Okay.
Man, great.
I want to start.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up.
I have a completely irrational rant that has nothing to do with furniture. Although, can I just give a tip of the hat to our friend Mike Lucas at CB Lucas?
Yes.
To everybody that owns a business that where you deal with the public, please. Call Mike Lucas and ask him how he does it, because he does it the right way.
Well, he'll answer the phone.
He responds. Right. Yeah. Yes. Not like, hey, we're not here, but we're going to leave you a message and then walk away. Mm-hmm. You need another cup of coffee?
I think he cares.
Yeah, Mike Lucas
does care. He
cares
desperately, and that's
Mike
awesome.
Lucas does care, and I wish that he made me smile today.
Good.
He relaxed me on a day where I otherwise would have been out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you needed that win.
I realize that I have had headphones on my head for 30 years.
Yeah.
I realize that, you know, because of that, you have diminished hearing. We had it tested a while back.
Oh, you did?
On the old Don and Mike show.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You were there.
That's right.
And
well,
so,
that is a while back.
I know. And then, I think I came up, I brought the rear up as far as bad hearing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like that Ed Wood clip that you played.
Right.
I love that. It's such beautifully mic'd dialogue.
Right.
Clear.
And what it seems to me, I was watching a movie last night, a pay-per-view movie with Josh Duhamel. Is that the way you pronounce his last name?
Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Because no, I think it is Duhamel.
Well, yeah. We lived across the street from the Duhamels.
Really?
Who were dear friends of our family, and they were the Duhamels, not the Duhamels. But I watched the movie.
Do be a Duhamel.
It's the movie where that POA goes down to tries to escape Boston, and she goes down to that little small town.
Oh, yeah. Human centipede.
It was all right.
Two.
It wasn't great. It was about a three. I'd give the movie a three. It was entertaining. I watched it, but like all movies now,
hope floats.
Either I am completely losing my hearing, or I want number six. Give me a little volume on six.
Go.
And this is the way every movie I watch now seems to be. Mm-hmm. The dialogue is like, hey, I want to tell you, there might be a bomb in the thing. So be careful. Be careful. That's every.
And you know, TV shows are the same way now, too, especially
it's
dramas.
Ridiculous. I monitor the volume now on every show that I watch.
Yeah.
Because every bit of people do not communicate like that.
It's your hearing.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, it's not. To God, it's your hearing.
Carla would agree with you.
It could be partly
youngster.
That. It could also partly be the setting of your surround sound system, because that's key.
You got to bring your center channel up loud. Yeah,
I've got a bar upstairs. Oh. I've got one of those. Not a bar. A sound bar.
Hey, Kenny, I think I'm going to head over to the couch.
I want to go back to bed.
We're just trying to have a good time.
Come on.
I know you are. I'm just a...
So anyway, I've got a sound bar upstairs.
The Regal Beagle.
One of those strips that you put in front of these flat screen
TVs.
Right.
Oh, it's a strip bar.
Maybe you should take a peek at it, because I can't figure it out. What did they say? What did I miss?
No, Oscar is calling your bar the Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle. Thank you.
That's where Jack Tripper likes to go.
Swear to God, I stand by and I'm slapping the South American out of him.
He loves to bone, and he goes to the Regal Beagle and finds chicks to bone.
This happens at my mom's house.
Hey, what are you doing?
This happens when my dad comes over and hangs out.
Now, if you were in a movie and you were saying that, you would say, "This happens at my mom's house." This happens when my dad comes
over. No, I'm telling
you. That's the way the dialogue in the movies is.
Oscar would say, "Oh, he's a Regal Beagle."
I've got bad hearing as well, simply because of what we do.
I can never hear you on the phone.
No, right?
Because you are the worst. You're fine.
What do you mean, no, right? Just because you wear headphones doesn't mean you shouldn't be heard.
During a broadcast,
means you can hear.
Wait. During a broadcast,
I'm
you're
soft-spoken.
Fine. But when you're on the phone, it's just like, okay, we're going to do it.
I'm soft-spoken, yes.
He's even quiet when he texts.
No, but
movies are driving me nuts lately.
It's TV too, though.
Yeah, TV too. Mm-hmm. But when did it become the style, the complete style, where all dialogue is whispered? It started with that guy Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, who never uttered a sentence in a movie.
Our first mumbler.
Where he wasn't whispering. I'm Batman. I'm going to do it.
Part of it is the movie industry's desire to make those sound effects like explosions and those kinds of things loud and big. And the other part of it is the advent of surround sound itself for home use, because I think it isn't always mixed properly, and frequently it sounds wrong.
Couple months ago, Karen and I watched Argo, and about halfway through, I had to turn on the captioning.
Yeah,
because Argo was tough. In the theater, it was tough.
I said, I just can't follow this.
Because the style of acting. It's not the... you can't mic people. There's not enough technology that exists with mumbling and lack of diction. And we have forgotten diction in our lives.
Everybody, not just in the movies.
I need to work my own
life.
I hear commercials now, especially when you have certain clients, will come on and go, "We got without the S's and the T's pronounced."
Clarity would seem important for a commercial.
You would think.
Want to get the message out.
Buzz will tell you this. Buzz and I work in the land of narration and the land of commercial reads, and they actually come
out. That's Oscar clapping, by the way.
It's quite a land, by the way, and there is a handicap door.
A land you'll probably never visit.
I'll never visit.
But anyway.
I hire Buzz all the time.
You know what? He couldn't visit it because he'd have to find directions and he can't read.
But how many times in the last 2 years would it be someone coming to you and saying, "We want it to be more lackadaisical.
Can you be less announcery?
Don't be an announcer."
Right.
God forbid you enunciate your words and you're clear with your communication when you can be like, yeah, we got Taco Bell.
Can you explain diction?
Now. Diction is something that I stress to my daughter when she's in a theatrical presentation on stage. Diction is something where a director known as Jim Britt, former Broadway director, I'm not sure what plays on Broadway he directed, but he directed me
Calcutta?
At Marist College. I'm going to slap the Leesburg out of
here. He's the one who clapped, though.
Slap the South American out of him.
I was doing a
spear whack. And
don't do that. That's what I do.
He would scream. He'd go back to the back of the theater and he would say, "Diction! Yeah. Pronounce your S's and your T's."
Exactly. Diction is clarity of speech. So if you say, I don't want you to go to the store, pronounce the T on the end of the word don't. I don't want you to go to the store.
Oh, inflection.
I don't want you to go.
Right.
Yeah, it's not inflection at all.
Clarity.
It's
no, it's not inflection. It's clarity of speech.
Inflection would be you say, "I'm going to go to the store."
Say, okay.
You want you to go to the store.
You put an inflection on the
say
go.
Say your D's and your T's and your K's. Say the hard sounds
I
clearer.
Don't.
Right.
Want you
your
to
diction,
go to the store.
And if you overdo it, then you're being pedantic.
You're a DJ, so your diction is okay because you kind of have to have it in our
fake
business.
It.
That's the way you do it.
Can't read.
Otherwise, when you're talking off the air, it's kind of like... it's like listening to a snake.
Yeah. Like,
so, but my point is about diction can exist in these movies. It's the whispering.
Yeah.
Mumbling,
it's the
really.
Whispering.
Mumbling.
And the mumbling. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that.
I don't get any dialogue anymore. It just drives me crazy.
It's a combination of things. It's our hearing. It's the mumbling. It's the sound mixing. It's a lot of things.
Can I offer this?
Yeah.
You get a lot of movies that are easy to understand on Turner Classic Movies.
You're right.
I mean, you really
You're
do.
Right.
I never
not going to argue with you. I'm not going to give you any kind of.
Carol Lombard knew how to talk.
I'll give you another one. One of my all-time favorites.
She knew how to
That's
do.
Right.
One of my all-time favorites, Casino.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't A lot of yelling, miss though. One. Yeah, but you don't miss one bit of dialogue.
The clarity is there.
You don't miss any, especially when Robert De Niro. I mean, Robert De Niro does that. You hear Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He's not somebody that's like, hello, elocution man.
Right.
No.
But
right.
you can understand what he says.
You don't have to go overboard.
Every syllable.
You watch now, you know, this the modern actor, and I think Josh Duhamel would be a classic modern
there you
actor
go.
With his.
And his abs.
And then she's like, oh, yeah. And it was just. And then when the time comes when there's gunfire or explosions or people falling down,
right.
well, then they have to turn it up so loud
right.
that it blows you out
Ask
of the theater.
My neighbors.
It doesn't make sense yeah. to me.
And don't forget screaming background music and ambient noise that drowns out the dialogue as
just
well.
Just insane.
Yeah,
doesn't he work in a bicycle shop in this movie?
He works in...
No,
he
you're
gives,
thinking of Matt Bloom.
No, he gives the girl a bicycle. I'm not doing a spoiler alert here. He tries to give the girl a bicycle. Uh-huh. And he works
Are you
in
speaking
like,
in code?
He...
I'm going to give you a bicycle.
He does that, too.
Yeah.
He works in a convenience store.
Oh, I thought
that's his. That's his dilly, yo.
That's his hustle.
I wish I hadn't heard that.
I don't know why I said that because Diddy is supposed to be. I saw
what is
somebody
going on?
Sent me something that said
yes.
That Diddy is going to be on Downton Abbey.
Yeah, he is.
What?
Yeah.
Is that legit?
Sean Puffy Combs?
I think he just issued a tweet that says it. I don't see it.
It's
being
it's
true.
Total crap.
It can't be real.
There's just no way.
Is it going to ruin it for you if he shows up?
First of all, there's no way he can show
Why?
Up.
Why? Because he's black?
Yes. In that time.
They didn't have black people?
They did in Britain? In Great Britain? I mean,
I'm sure there were black people. They just weren't wrote about.
No, in
written about.
Or you're
God, my diction.
I understood every letter.
That's your grammar.
It was wrong.
My grammar.
No, I just don't see where he would fit in that era of British
maybe
aristocracy.
Right.
I'm not sure what.
Do they have slaves?
What an African American.
No, there wouldn't be slavery.
No, they didn't have slaves.
How about, are there? There's a lot of young men on
the
show,
paid,
right?
They actually, in the 20s, in you know the British aristocracy, they paid the people that were there.
Maybe he. Right. Maybe he'll be a pimp.
All right.
Hey, I think he was having fun.
It could be.
Maybe he was
And it's the
fun.
Best thing to have, isn't it?
Fun is the best thing to have. Lick it, Rob. All right. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Lots more stuff, including Frankie, the Frankie problem. I talk about it every month. I'm tired of talking about it. Politics, why things don't get done. And can Oscar or anyone, as I continue the old man show, explain the Game of Thrones to me? We'll be right back.
Yeah, don't matter. Damn it.
This. This sucks.
Yeah, it does. I'm surprised you can hear it.
This guy's going nowhere.
That's right.
When's he coming to town?
July 12th. And also
what
on,
row are you going to be in?
I will be in the front row of the fourth tier tickets. But also a rock show is being released this weekend for the first time in 30 years. So Paul will be on the big screen. It's
oh, really?
Concert film?
Yeah.
What is that? You're going to go into a theater and see a concert?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The sound will be great.
I'd rather eat cicadas.
And then you shall.
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Weight Not.
Yes.
Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now, a range of Weight Not programs. We tell you all about it to fit most any budget. They can tailor your plan starting at $5 a day so you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat real food, natural food, and you can find the foods in any grocery store, Rob.
It's the best thing. You can go to a restaurant and stay on plan. You can live your life. Go to a dinner party, stay on plan. It just works in real life. It's
now,
awesome.
Weight Not has helped thousands of people, and really, to get motivated, if you're looking for that little extra something besides listening to our voices, why don't you go to their Facebook page and check out the thousands of success stories. There are tons of them.
It's unbelievable.
And people talk about their plan, how it impacts their lives, how they get started, how they participate with it. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. That'll give you all the information that that you want. And Weight Not, show us what you are made of.
Yeah, really, really
all
show
right.
us.
Rob, I don't know if you've got any music for this, but this is exciting.
What's that?
I always talk about how we monetize this show. We have advertising. We have merchandise with our Fat Baby T-shirts and our Jack Cassidy T-shirts and our S&D T-shirts. And then we have what's called specialty content.
Yeah.
And the specialty content is something that you don't get a lot of on this show. We don't offer it up a lot, but we do occasionally. And I'm really not underselling this one. I'm very proud of what we've put together. We went on our little road trip to Florida. And when we went on our little road trip to Florida, I'm like, okay, we're going to record everything. We really are. We're going to record everything.
And we did.
And I hope it comes out okay.
Well, it did.
But it did. We're just such a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
That this, I think, is highly entertaining. I'm talking about the Michael Mara Show Raw Spring Break 2013. It is a three-part audio series of this year's road trip to Florida.
It's a documentary, Mike.
3 full hours of behind-the-scenes shenanigans.
Actually, it's longer than 3 hours.
It's us like you've never heard us before.
Really?
The show is just $5 a piece, and if you buy all 3, we will throw in our collection of road trip home movies absolutely free.
Whoa.
So if you're wondering about that price point, that's exactly the same price from the last Raw series that we offered for you. This is, you're charging. Well, we're charging because this is what we told. We told you all along we're going to do that, and this is specialty content. My God, people, this is how we feed our families. It really is. This is how we make our living.
That's
so
right. Bear
with us. I think I would feel a pang of guilt for charging for this product if it wasn't so goddamn funny.
It really is good.
I've listened to it 100 times. I'm still laughing. I spit my drink out last night.
Coming up, we make those available the Monday after my ride, which is June 8th. That'll be the June 10th show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. June 10th, June 12th. And June 14th.
Right.
Excellent.
That week, those 3 shows will be available for you. Spring Break 2013. Buy them for your friends. Buy them for your perfect strangers. To get yours, go to the new turbocharged MikeOMaraShow.com website and click on Raw. That is the Mike O'Mara Show Spring Break 2013. Do we have a clip from Spring Break 2013?
This is what we call a teaser promo, Mike.
To whet your appetite, here's a little example of what you can look forward to if you purchase our Spring Break series. Here we go.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say,
I give you Jimmy Cerrito and Oscar Santana, both these guys who are faced after we all got faced like 6 hours ago. They're faced again.
That's it.
Oh,
we'll have a clip every
hell
day.
Hell of a tease.
Yeah.
So
there are so many embarrassing parts to these. One, I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yes.
Rob is a master.
Yeah, he put this together and it made it
brilliant
actually.
Brilliant editing, really.
It made us sound coherent,
like
which is hard
like
to
a
do.
$1 million.
It's very fun to do.
Right.
There are moments that I do not remember that were caught on tape.
Well, yes.
Can't imagine why.
That I sit there and I said, man, you're 34, 35 years old. Like, what are you doing?
Well, wait till you see the video.
How do you like to be 53
oh, I can't
doing this?
Wait, jeez.
Wait till Oscar sees the video, because there's the whole segment where he comes in drunk off his ass with Jimmy and decides
hey, spoiler,
to wake you up.
Spoiler alert.
Well, we've talked a little bit about
please.
This.
Give it away.
It is really, I think it's a little egotistical to laugh at your own show, but I can't help myself.
I genuinely laugh at everything you guys do. Me, not so much.
I gravitate to this, and I just let me hear that. Rob's playing me the different clips, and just you know,
fun.
If you think that we're rough on each other,
oh my God,
when we're in this studio, I mean, it's merciless.
Yeah, go with us on the road.
And I do want to say this. You've seen us do this show. You've seen us do stuff on video. You've seen us do our little comedy playlists and stuff. We've never done anything like this before, because this really is, for lack of a better word, it's like a documentary of our trip. And it's very slick, and it's a lot of fun, and there's really not a dull moment. You're going to love it.
And if you hated me before,
you're going
to really hate me afterwards.
And if you love Mike O'Mara, you're still going to hate him.
You're still going to hate him. It's that good. So that hits. Now, as far as the VIP package, people, what is the deal? What is their dealio?
We're working that through. I think they're going to get a discount, and of course they're going to get the...
What do you mean we're working it through?
Well,
I thought we worked it through yesterday.
We didn't
really. I thought
really.
We came to a decision.
We did, and the decision yesterday was all VIP members get the home movies.
Right.
They
That's
do.
The point. That's what right. I was asking
That's
for.
Right.
Thank
and
you.
And they're going to enjoy the Raw package as well.
That's right. That's good.
That's right.
So that's good stuff. So that we'll throw that in for the VIP packages, right? The Spring Break movies?
They get them. Yes. They get
that's right. what they get. They don't get the individual shows. I'm not trying to play a game
I
here, guys.
I think Mark right. was no, giving no, you too much detail is what
right.
happened.
What the point is, what we that we discussed it yesterday,
yeah. yes.
and the VIP people are going to get the Spring Break movies.
Right.
Yeah. The home movies, they get those, and we are still selling the Spring Break Raw series.
The audio
and,
series.
And that's
that
the
is
audio
not,
series.
That,
is that a problem?
That is not off script. That is
no,
not off
that's
script.
Not.
That's
no.
exactly what we talked
exactly
about.
Exactly right.
I'm on message.
You
yes.
are.
Yes,
one
sir.
Point, Mike.
But the important thing to point out is that I am so goddamn proud of this particular product.
It's very
I think
entertaining.
You're going to laugh your ass off.
You want to hear the highlight again?
Yeah, one more time.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say,
I give you Jimmy Cerrito and f***ing Oscar Santana, both these guys who are shit-faced after we all got shit-faced like 6 hours ago. They're shit-faced again.
And I should say, for just to be clear,
the music
we don't
da, 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 da.
Like, we don't bleep the actual broadcast.
No,
right. That's only the highlight.
When
is
we
bleep.
Say raw, we mean it's raw.
Oh, it's very raw.
You
we use
your
all
boxers
the words
when you did that, right? And,
yeah. Yeah, he was. He was so pissed.
And for segment number three. Mm-hmm.
Hour
3, can I just apologize in advance?
You know, you might as well go ahead and apologize for 1 and 2 as well.
All right.
Angry Mike.
Yeah, he is angry man.
Speaking of angry, did you have a road rage incident today?
Yeah, you know, just yesterday afternoon, I was in this beautiful town of Manassas, Virginia.
The zit.
Where people, celebrities come to live and thrive, build small businesses, become entrepreneurs.
Find right. happiness.
That's right.
I love it, don't I, kids? Thank you.
It's welcome to the zit. It's where recliners come to break.
Thank you. Welcome to the zit.
I think everybody knows that when, I think this is a national, it's probably nationwide where you see a school bus, it stops. You stop behind it, correct?
You have to. It's the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And for the idiots, they even have a little paddle that comes out.
Swing out sign.
With
yeah.
the stop sign.
Yes.
I love that paddle.
So a school bus stops in front of me.
It's boss.
What?
I don't know.
It's not the only paddle you like.
Oh, God. It's not Friday yet.
You're right.
Friday, very good.
Feels like
and
it.
I had a night myself.
Okay.
I am two cars back from the school bus. And I have stopped. I've also left room because I was in front of a gas station for people to come out or creep out. Whatever. I'm just trying to be polite. I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere. And the school bus is in front of me. A guy pulls out of the gas station. I see him creeping up. And I just pointed at the gas station. Uh-huh. And then he just floors it and gets between myself, the car in front of me, and the school bus in front of me.
Right.
And do you immediately perceive that this man's about to have a full-fledged meltdown?
I immediately perceive he's going to floor it while these kids are crossing the street.
Oh, isn't the road rage portion yet. You're just identifying him as potentially
yes.
like, taking out a child.
Yes.
Okay.
So I honk the horn at him and point at the school bus.
I've done this.
So he doesn't. Look, I'm not. I've broken the law 10 million times.
So have I.
Today.
But it's an effing school bus.
Right.
He has a full meltdown, gets out of his car.
For sure.
Runs over to my car, tries to open my car.
Whoa, gets out of his car?
To fight me!
Right.
To fight me!
Welcome to DC.
Welcome to Manassas!
Describe his demographics.
White man.
How old?
I would say in his mid-40s.
Reasonably fit?
Not really.
Let me ask, could it have been me.
Safe in the back of his car?
Let me ask this question. Would this music apply?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did he have a flag on his car?
No.
He was on his way to repair a recliner.
What kind of car did he get out?
Yeah, like a Ford Taurus.
A Taurus.
Something
sexy.
And again, I would say maybe 4 seconds from me honking to him melting down, getting out of his car, trying to open my car door open.
Whoa. I can't believe
he wants to fight me.
I can't believe he laid hands on your car.
Let's go. And I said, no. I mouth no.
Right.
I mean, I've gotten mad before.
That sounds like what I would do.
I've never gotten out of my car, and God forbid I'd lay hands on another car.
Me neither.
That's right, Mike.
So what I would, the only way I could describe this for your own mental picture.
Never gotten out of my car.
No.
What I, he,
ever.
It kind of looked like Mike. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Called this mountain.
So he after the meltdown happens, he turns to Tasmanian.
So if he looked like me, yes. then he's probably upset that you're not giving him the proper respect for as good looking as he is.
No, right. I'm just saying a regular white guy.
You're going to have to watch for the school bus, Senator.
He looked like he was employed. didn't think that like it wasn't any. There wasn't anything like the shirt you're wearing now. It just basically had that outfit on.
So he's wearing the T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, my uniform.
Nice.
And the white man's Manassas uniform.
Right.
Could be.
Footwear could be either sneakers, sandals, or motorcycle.
This is where it turns. He turns to go to his car, I think, at this point, because traffic is coming. We're on a four-lane road.
Yeah.
28?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And nice. I say, and he turns around, turns again into the Tasmanian devil, comes back to me, tries to open my door again, and I'm like, I say, what the F are you doing? I yell that.
All right,
know?
Hold that thought because okay. I want to come back and see how the date ends.
How does this end?
Jesus. It's crazy around here.
That's why you carry guns.
It's crazy around here.
Yeah, maybe best
wish I had a concealed carry. Wish I had lived in Virginia.
Yeah. Could have waved it at him, you know. Hey, Mr.
No, I wouldn't brandish it.
I'd brandish it.
But if brandish it at the school bus, good idea.
If he had a weapon, I'd feel better if I had one.
We'll come back and finish up with this and also a cicada report.
Nice.
Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about it all the time because it's the best value you can find online and anywhere for that matter when it comes to printing. We're talking about Vistaprint.com.
Yes.
A business card can say a lot about you and your business. You know, everybody's been using business cards for years and years. It's a thumbnail sketch of what you do and who you are. And, you know, from a trusted advisor, financial advisor, to funky hairstylist, to a hardworking landscaper, whatever, business cards really can communicate what you do. And now, for those of you that are starting a small business in particular, if you want the best deal possible to really jumpstart your business, 250 top quality business cards for just $10, and they pay the shipping. It's affordable, it's easy, it's Vistaprint. If you'd like to get this wonderful offer of 250 top quality business cards for just $10, go to Vistaprint.com and enter our code TMOS in the search bar. Remember, that's 250 top quality cards with free shipping for just $10.
I love me a free shippings, man.
Go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Customize your card any way you like with logos, text, and photos in a variety of fonts and colors. They're terrific. We use them, and we appreciate you sending your business cards to us.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them we talk about on the air, so go ahead and send us a business card. We'd love to see it. And the address, again, is the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. We thank you in advance for that. Wrapping up this road rage incident. So the guy came up, tried to open your door, wants you to fight, walks back, starts to go back to his car, turns around again, comes back, tries to open it again. Really wants to kick your ass.
Whoa.
You know, and for me, I sit here and I wonder, one, is he going to just kick my car and now I have to get that dent pulled out?
Right. Hey,
now
maybe I have to get
that's a process. In my head, I'm not concerned for my life at all,
right.
But I'm concerned for my car.
Right. Maybe, you know what? It would be a win if he kicked that rim.
Yeah,
that
I mean, they're like, oh, damaged. I got to call my insurance. Yeah, no, yeah. And then the two of it was, if this guy is so fired up because I honked at him, what is going on in his life that's making him react like this?
You never know. And I think that's
the reason. I bet he's married.
The reason you don't do this, I've always thought that in the back of my mind. And
sure.
I'm somebody that will have an occasional meltdown on the highway. I think you guys have seen it. The fact is that...
never recorded it, though.
In the back of my mind is the thought that you never know what kind of day that one guy's had.
And what that guy is like.
Right. And obviously it's the heat of the moment. You know, in a jury trial, you'd sit there and have the guy say, I was temporarily insane.
And then within those, like I would say 90 seconds of this going down, you think about the story we talked about here on the show, just 20 miles up the road in Fairfax City, where the gentleman got in an incident of road rage and a fight, and he ended up dying.
Because somebody has a gun.
Oh, no, the guy had, it was just a fight. Hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head.
Yeah.
But it also happens with guns more often than it does. It's very, very scary. And around here, it's just inevitable based on the pure volume that we have. I've been logging a lot of miles. Yesterday went downtown to tape the Mark Seagrave show on Channel 50 here in Washington, D.C., and just
did you debut your new act?
Yes, the stand-up act.
How was it?
It was terrific. Seagraves is great.
Great audience.
I love Mark Seagraves. Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's now with Channel 4 and also with Channel 50.
And he's going to Hollywood.
He's going to Hollywood. We're going to provide you with more information on that. when we get it. Mark, we'll need to get the information on that show. That I know I taped it. I'm not sure when it runs, though. I didn't ask that.
I will
that.
Find out for you today.
That's always kind of, to me, when you're walking out of a taping, is kind of the tag. So when's this going to be on? It makes you seem like you really care. And I do care, and I don't want to show him that. That's the way it goes. But.
So
and
the then guy, you went skipping
but the traffic
out.
That I'm in yesterday, it was just the same thing. Just people, you know. Oh,
it's a lot of aggression. I've seen it, too. Out there.
So this scary. Is what he does. He doesn't kick my car. He doesn't spit on my windshield, as I thought was going to happen.
Right.
Or he doesn't key it from the outside because I'm a coward and there's no reason for me to get out of the car and
were
deal
you
with
in
that.
Were you in your FU mobile?
Yes, I was.
You were in the
I was as I rolled
were
down.
Were the license plates up or down?
Oh, they were down.
You could have flipped him out of the way with that.
And he takes the only weapon he had, which was his gum that he was chewing, and puts it right onto my window, my passenger side window.
Right in the middle?
Right there.
What a dick.
And he presses it right in, so it's squeezed nice and even right over my window.
Now, there are two things you're going through, I would assume. One is slight fear. You have a kind of a flea instinct because this guy looks like he wants to kill you, and that's a scary experience.
Have you ever seen falling down?
At any time, what I would do in that situation is my initial reaction would be fear. I'd be scared of the guy. Then I'd get pissed. Then I'd get kind of pissed that he's pulling this kind of trick.
I was only mad at one person.
Okay.
Myself.
Really? Why?
Because
for being proactive and doing that thing and being
pointing.
And yeah, pointing.
No. For not as soon as I saw him take off his seatbelt and walk to my car for not pulling out my iPhone and starting recording the whole thing.
Right.
Because
if
I would have done that, our YouTube channel would have blown up.
Oh, my God. How that would have been.
That's all I cared about. I said, why didn't I think of that?
He would have reacted differently if he had seen you recording.
I doubt it.
I bet he would have.
My car's pretty low to the ground. I think he barely saw me.
Well, wouldn't it matter because he'd be out of his mind anyway. You know, that would be it. Right. You might pause a little bit, but when that kind of rage takes over, that's why it's rage.
I'm talking about the Today Show. How did you compose yourself? Well, Matt, let me tell you.
We would have had to save it. You know, go to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got something for you. You cannot use this.
I mean,
episode 4 of Raw.
This is the stuff that you see on Cops.
Yeah. Really?
Like he came back, tried to rip my car open twice.
Are you aware at this point? Are you looking around to see if there are any witnesses watching this guy do this?
No.
You're just one-on-one kind of eyeballing him.
There are cars all around us.
Yeah. So when actually being in Manassas, he probably would have had people rooting against him.
Douchebag.
When he's grabbing the car, what's the expression on your face when he's going?
He's like, come on.
And what are you
come
doing?
Come on.
What are you
and
looking
I
at?
And I said, no. I mouthed no.
Are you kind of looking straight ahead trying to not?
No, I'm staring at him. I said, and my hands are up. I was like, seriously?
You're giving him the glow.
This is happening?
Right. Like, what are you doing?
I was like, we're just school
that's,
bus.
I think that's better to diffuse it than if you had gone like this.
No. Big hand.
Looked away with the hand. Talk to the hand.
No, no.
That's right.
I looked at him like I really didn't understand why he was reacting this way.
I think the proper way to react, and I know it's hard to know what to do in the situation.
I wish I ever recorded it.
But if he had come to you like that, I would have blown him a kiss.
I've done that, too.
Have you really?
When I knew it was safe to get away.
Okay. Yeah.
I usually just give him the bird.
Oh, I mean, but you.
That's trouble. That's a mixer.
I think a guy like you would get out of the car.
How big is he?
He's as big as you.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
No?
Not at the guy's radar.
And he walked all the way over to the car?
I'm telling you,
Randall Dewey and I had it happen on Route 75 outside of Fort Myers down in Florida. And we're following this pickup truck. I don't know what the altercation was based on. I know the guy was in front of us. And I think he said, pull over. And I pulled over.
Flagged you over?
And when he got out, it was this wiry, skinny guy, little wiry guy, and that scared the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. I said, if this guy is doing this, he's got to be nuts because he's a little guy.
Right.
Or he has a gun.
The big guys don't scare me as much as the little guys because they're capable of doing something
outrageous. I'm scared that someone has a weapon. That's the bottom line.
Right. I've had the moments where, we've gone down to Florida and we've just gone, you know, we're going this, you know. And I think what enrages people the most, and I've not that I've had many experiences with it, when I look at somebody and I start laughing, that seems to put people into a different stratosphere of rage.
Yeah.
Yes. They seem like blowing them a kiss.
Or if you wave, they hate that too.
Have you ever done this one?
See, I'm looking.
Will you crank up the middle finger?
No, I've not.
What are you like? You're like Shields and Yarnell. You're putting on a show.
Got to take your hands off the wheel for a second. Yeah, worse than texting.
To de-escalate the situation.
Yes. Right. I'm with
you're looking to escalate the situation.
I got cut off really bad the other day. It was a lane closure right on Route 15.
Right.
And it was what I hate the most. The person who waits till the very last minute, speeds up,
races.
And then just...
Yeah,
and,
all about them. And they're because their aggression, they could care less about somebody
and
else.
And not only was it someone who did that...
I'll go to the auto body shop for that.
They were in a Cooper...
I'll go to the auto body shop for
they
it.
Were in a...
Really?
Yeah, I won't yield.
They were in a Cooper Mini?
Not if they're doing that kind of crap. If they're pulling that crap, go ahead. I'm like,
I've,
go ahead.
I've intentionally pulled out in front of someone who jumped a stop sign.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine.
What is wrong with you guys?
Well, it's just, I'm not kidding. Well, you're the one that got this guy all in a tither. You were not totally innocent.
I was trying to save effing children.
You did something wrong.
Not teach someone a lesson.
Attaboy, Tony Stark.
What did I do wrong?
You did something wrong.
I had the right of way.
Hey, you did nothing. Down. Enough with the rage.
You did nothing wrong.
I had the right of way. He pulled out in front of me. Was about to floor it to see these kids.
Right.
And maybe hit one of them.
You did actually all the right things, in my opinion.
I disagree.
But, you know, I have to correct myself. It was not a Cooper. It was a smart car that cut me off.
Right.
And I was very close.
Oh, a smart car. You see, you could kill somebody.
I was very, very close to flipping them off until I saw they had a TMOS sticker.
Oh, my God, really?
And I said, oh, my God, what can I do? And then I thought, well, they're not going to know it's me.
On a smart car?
In a smart car with a TMOS sticker, and they cut me off in Leesburg. So whoever you are, don't do that. And it's blue. You know who you are.
All right, let's move on to something. We're not going to talk about the cicadas just yet.
Okay.
I want to talk about Powerball. If we can. The Powerball now, because
your nickname?
They didn't get that's me. I'm a Powerball. The amount
Power Bottom.
We pulled once before, right?
Right.
Yes.
We pulled and after last night not getting a winner, the amount is $475 million. I want to talk about the pooling in a second, but as far as the $475 million, I don't like it when lying becomes institutionalized.
Yeah,
when BS becomes it's not $475 million. They shouldn't be allowed to tell us that it's $475 million because
that's the total before taxes.
I want the after, because you're talking about such an astronomical sum that goes to the government that they ought to tell you what it is in your pocket after the taxes are taken out.
I actually did
that's what they want to do.
The actual, if it's a single winner,
one payment.
And if you take the single payment, you get $900.
It's
I
not
know that
fair.
I know the $365 that no one won. I know that was $165 million after taxes.
So it's about,
the cash
about 40%.
40%?
Roughly.
Yeah.
So they come out and they go, it's $470. No, it's not. And my point to the lottery is if you're... Look, by saying it's $200 million or $250 million, that's an astronomical amount of money. Why do you have to BS and pad? It's not.
The payout.
If it's not going into anybody's pocket, then it's not a win.
You're right.
You're not winning $475 million.
Right.
You're winning whatever you get after the big, bad-ass government takes their claws and grabs their ridiculously skewed chunk.
So what
of
you're
it.
Saying is the person who has the ticket doesn't win $475 million.
Right.
They lose $275
million. And if you're in the Tea Party, if you're in the Tea Party, you win even less. The payout on $475 million is $302.4 million.
Yeah. So
I'll take it.
That's not enough.
Still,
isn't we're not playing.
Isn't that incredible? What an incredible amount of money.
Incredible.
Why do you have to say... Why do you have to say for the lottery?
Lotra.
Why do I have to tune on to whatever network it might be, ABC or CBS or NBC?
Well, you know, Mike, people have been gambling since 1000 BC.
You know what you'll never see? You will never, ever see the lottery on PBS.
That's true. If you win that money, though, you know what you could buy?
What's that?
A new belt.
A new belt. A belt that I'm wearing right now.
It does buckle.
That's right. It doesn't fit. So my point is it me because I this was last night before I had my morning and went into primary bitch mode. I was saying, why are they're so allowed? It's just... We accept so much BS in this country. We accept lies. We love our reality TV show, which is 90% false.
Right.
It's a lie. We love, you know, it's like 475. What would you do with the four? If you walk up as an interviewer on a news station, you say, what would you do with the $475 million? It's crap. The whole premise is
well,
not getting it. You're getting $300 million. I know it's still an astronomical sum of money, but it pisses me off that Uncle Sam gets a complete. Believe me, everybody knows my politics.
Right.
I believe that we should take care of our society.
Yeah.
I'm okay with people that make more money paying taxes. What I'm not okay with is the government getting a free pass on this absurd taxation.
But a car dealer doesn't have to tell you what the total price is with tax on a car. He just has to tell you what the price of the car is.
And you have to admit it.
Maybe they should.
Yeah, maybe they should.
But you have to admit that it is going to sell more tickets if the prize sounds bigger. And also, if you blame it on media, it's a better story. $475 million is $175 million better than $375
is the pre-tax amount.
Yeah.
I heard a story.
It just sucks, that's all.
I heard a story.
But it doesn't bother you at all?
No, because we're used to that. We know that you have to pay taxes
and Hitler,
on money you get.
And so Hitler was used to the Nazis kicking in the storefronts of Jewish businesses. Does that make it okay?
Yes, because I based my model on Hitler.
I'm using the extreme.
Well, you know what? Hitler,
I'm using the extreme. You're justifying it because we're used to it.
I'm saying
it's okay because we're used.
I'm
said
it's
to me,
common knowledge.
You said because it's okay because we're used to it.
Okay.
Now don't be passive.
Yeah. No, I said what I have to say.
But I mean,
you know that when you buy something, you know you're going to have to pay taxes on it, even though the price is it's a lie because the tax isn't included in the price.
Right.
The lottery is no more of a lie than the price you pay for donuts.
Yeah, but the fact is,
wait a second, donuts are true.
You're not basing the sales of donuts
right.
on the pre-tax price. You're not going out and when they come out and say $475 right. million dollars with right. these campaigns, they are creating this urgency.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that there is that it is
right.
pre-tax.
Right.
What I'm talking about is when someone walks up and say, "What would you do with $475 million?"
Right.
That's
misleading because you don't
crap.
Get the $475 million.
Do you remember the lottery?
And to go one step further, saying you're used to something in a society is not a justification to accept it.
You know, when you get a job for $60,000 a year, that you're not going to get $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the gross pay, and there's going to be tax
taken
disgusting.
Out of it.
But it doesn't. I'm talking specifically about the lottery.
Right.
I'm saying, right. I understand that we all know that we pay taxes
on income.
But at the same time, it's the same thing with game shows when they would give away a car.
Right.
Right.
You would never know. In many cases, people that would win prizes on game shows would not be able to afford, they couldn't afford to keep
them.
Couldn't
collect the prize.
Because they couldn't get the prize.
Couldn't afford the tax.
And I think that there is, that when it comes to winnings, when it comes to prizes,
right.
I think there's always been this free ride that should not be allowed.
That's probably true.
I worked for cars and donuts and everything.
I worked for a radio station once that gave away, I think, a Bentley. No, it was a Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
But it did so knowing that the winner would not accept it because the winner could not afford to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah.
So the radio station kept giving it to other radio stations in the chain to give away to pull that same. That's a scam.
Yeah, that's a scam.
For example,
El Gordo. It was like 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It was El Gordo in Maryland where you had like this Christmas bonus lottery. They always have these specialty lotteries here in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends in high school or family won it. They won $1 million. It was like five millionaires were winning.
Right.
And I remember everyone said, "Oh my God, it's $1 million. Like this is going to change your life."
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And she finally told me, she's like, "Look, we got like 400 something K out of that. Right. $1 million.
A great windfall. A tremendous win.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't $1 million.
But at the same time, I think that they just play fast and loose with it. And
we accept it.
We do accept it. And, really, yeah, I mean, taxes are part of our life. It just, when I said, "What are you going to do with the 470? You're not going to do anything with the 470.
What did you say when Mark Seagraves asked you?
I always remember the series, the comedy sort of satire soap opera, Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Mm-hmm. If anybody remembers that from, what was it, the late 70s maybe?
Mid-70s,
I think. Way, way back there. But one of the jokes was, Barbara Walters had just gotten signed to a big contract, and somebody was talking to Mary Hartman about it, and they said, "Well, she's going to make $1 million a year." And the woman who played Mary Hartman, Louise Lasser, rubbed the cocaine off her gums, and she said, "Well, yeah, but after taxes, it's only about $600,000. Well, the point is, that's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. Yeah. It's still a lot of money. It just pisses me off.
Right.
But it doesn't keep me from playing.
No.
Well, Mike, you can't win if you don't play.
I'm out now.
Because you're not going to participate.
No, because my heart is broken that it's not $475 million.
So do you?
I'm in.
Well, you weren't in the last time.
No,
I wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
After much cajoling, you were
exactly.
But grudgingly.
Here's the difference. This time. time, no cajoling necessary. I'm enthusiastically in this.
Really?
Time.
Yeah, the lottery treated us well, because remember last time we turned $80 into six.
Yay.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
That math works.
What are we doing? $20 each?
That'd be good by
That's
me.
Fair.
Yeah.
$20, five guys?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so it's going to be Mark, Rob, Oscar, Buzz, and me. Mm-hmm. Five guys,
cool.
$20.
And then we'll open a burger place.
And let me see. I'll front the money, and I'll get the tickets.
Okay.
Okay, if we win, you can just have 20 of my dollars.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, here we go.
It doesn't work. Yeah, no, I'll bring you 20 tomorrow.
I'll give you cash.
All right. It's Saturday, right? So we'll all bring our money in tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll pool it, and then we'll send Josh out. He's going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, he'll be here tomorrow.
And it will send Josh out.
Are you
we'll
sure?
Never see him again.
He might come back with a stack of scratchers.
And we'll go right down to the corner, the one where the derelicts are.
Cool.
The, nice. Do they have Powerball in Virginia?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll send him right down the street and get that taken care of. So that's good. Another pool. And
fun.
Feeling good about this one.
Oh, yeah.
I am, too. Yeah. You never know.
But incidentally, it's not going to be $475. It's going to be $300.
Yeah, just so you know.
How about this? If we win.
Yes.
But single win. If we get all $300 million, we give the Raw series away.
No.
I like that. That's funny.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this.
No.
That's my laugh of the day.
But only if we win.
Welcome back.
I don't know, Rob.
Don't get greedy.
Don't get crazy.
The whole amount.
I'm going to have to pay the account.
Single winner.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by RC Kitchens.
I love them.
Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built all-wood top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands, and you can do that with our good friend Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens,
yeah.
A local advertiser. We love our local advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show. They are special to us, and they're good folks, and they get it.
He cares, too.
Look, it just seems to me the people that get this show, that understand what this show's all about, are the same people that get human beings.
Yes.
And they help you out. And this is what Rory's going to do. Please give him a call. This is the number, 301-537-3515, or at rckitchens.com. It's not kitchens. It's other home remodeling projects you might have. Talk to Rory. He can help you. They can do a lot in one day. Storage for books and toys, home offices, televisions, mudrooms.
One day.
All of that stuff.
Do it all.
301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com. We want to thank Rory for his participation in the Mike O'Mara Show.
You call it.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. Today is Thursday, May 16, 2013.
How about that?
How about that?
Do you know who the press secretary is at the White House?
I don't. It was...
New guy. It's Jay Carney.
Jay Carney.
And I want you to know something about Jay Carney. Mm-hmm. He's very appreciative.
He's a Carney.
They have found out that he has a go-to when he's answering questions from the press. And I want you to check this out. This is White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate the turnout. I appreciate the question. This is a question that I appreciate. I appreciate the question, and the answer is no. Well, I appreciate that... the question, Ed, I really appreciate you clarifying this. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to make clear here. I appreciate the question. I appreciate the question.
I appreciate the question.
Sure, no, I appreciate the question.
It's a tool.
I appreciate the effort.
It is a tool.
I appreciate the question.
You know what that is? That is like when someone else says, or anything to buy for time.
It's not
when
just,
he's trying to think of an answer.
It's not just that. I think it's a psychological trait.
Yes. Well, I appreciate the unusual cherry picking of statistics there, Ed. Well, as we've seen, I appreciate the
But he's definitely an appreciative guy.
I appreciate
Never sends a thank you note, though, ironically.
I appreciate the cherry picking of statistics.
Yeah, that's sort of an FU.
He's a carny. They all.
Yes, he is.
Quite literally.
Nothing, his whole family, really.
Nothing will get done.
Oh, you're so disillusioned.
They all suck.
Yeah.
Look at you.
They do.
You're
they
bitter.
Do. Look, you know, if we had legislators that would get as excited about legislating and changing our lives and improving our lives as they did about something the other team does that's a screw-up that they can jump on, life would be better in America.
We'll revisit
Folks,
that.
It's over.
It's over?
I give up.
I used to watch it for political sport, and I'll still vote. I'll probably still have candidates that I care about. But this game is now...
Nasty.
I don't know whether I'm going to see it at the end of my lifetime, that this kind of garbage.
We need a game, a real game changer.
A real game
because
changer.
Because the game is stuck.
And, you know, they made a comment about the Obama administration the other day, how the Obama administration handles scandal, whether it be Benghazi or whether it be the IRS.
Handle scandal.
And I found this to be my greatest frustration with the Obama administration. They underreact, and then they go completely over the top reacting because they just that's the way they do it. And I think this president, you know, right now I'm taking a look at a legacy that there's not going to be something coming out of these 8 years.
Nothing's
going to
get done.
I hope there's.
Four.
I still hope for greatness. I really do. Mm-hmm. I hope for greatness. I really hope that something.
But I'd like to think you're rooting for greatness, not for him, but for our country.
Absolutely.
Because when he has the win, the country has the win.
I do, and I disagree philosophically with the Tea Party and with these Republicans. Uh-huh. But both teams, the people at the IRS that targeted the Tea Party, the people that have done horrible things against the Democrats, these are usually further down the food chain, partisans that get involved in this kind of crap because they're overzealous and they want their team to win. And it's the game.
Yeah.
The game has overtaken everything else.
The game is everything in Washington.
Do you think the game started? The game started, I think, with Bill Clinton. And although he was a better president, but I think he was, I think, the first guy that set out to be president to be president.
Well, but the game and when Bill Clinton, what I became aware of, I think the game began, if you really talk about modern history, the game began with Richard Nixon.
Okay,
I can see that. The game began when Richard Nixon was targeted because of Watergate, and it was a huge scandal, and the people that were out of power were so thrilled. They were. I remember it. I remember how Democrats felt when Richard Nixon got caught with the cover-up of Watergate.
Right.
And then the Republican Party said, you know, they wanted theirs, and they've wanted theirs forever.
Yeah.
They want their Watergate. That's why Gate is put on the back end of every scandal.
Right,
but where we are now, it's just, I think we're becoming more jaded because that's what it's all about.
When
the focus is the battle, is the sport. You know,
and it's obscured everything else.
Totally.
When I voted for Obama the first time,
How many times did you vote?
As many times as I could. I kept getting back in line.
Good to Chicago.
When I did it the first time, the first time he ran, I really thought, well, now here's a guy who's really going to take a different approach.
Yeah.
If we ever had a chance to do something fresh.
We all did.
This is our guy.
Right.
We got snowed.
And I realized, I think last year or maybe sooner, I came to the realization. Well, sadly, as much as I thought I liked the guy, at the end of the day, he's really just another president.
Absolutely.
He's just another in a series of presidents.
He fooled everybody.
Doing all the same things that presidents
still
do.
Still has the potential. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still years left.
It's about keeping the other guys out at this point.
I mean, I
don't love my team, but I know I don't want the other team.
I hate when a vote has to be against instead of for.
Still the greatest country in the world to live in.
It is the greatest country to live in, and our political leaders have to begin to realize that.
Yeah.
Our political leaders have to be, you go out to the law ride and see the police officers on the wall, 17,000 names on that wall, more added every single year. You go down and see the law enforcement memorial that they have downtown. You ride in the ride of the Patriots like our good friend Don Withrow was a part of.
Yes.
You see patriotic Americans all the time from all different political beliefs. They are. And a lot of them are right wing and a lot of them aren't. And the fact is, this is a great country. It is the greatest country
in the
world.
Country.
I am very patriotic. I love these guys. I love the guys that serve their country. I love the people in law enforcement. I love God and country. I do. I really love their patriotism, and it's pure and it's real. And then you look at these hacks on Capitol Hill. You see these people on both sides of the aisle that are just complete bastards.
Yep.
And it's very sad. So I do agree with you about the country. I feel very concerned about
you're in my camp.
About
I've been
politics.
Saying this since we've met.
Yeah. About politics. Very, and you've seen me be, Buzz and I have both been very partisan.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, Rob as well, about our politics. But, now it's time to really just step up.
Well, we can agree. We
take
all
care of yourself.
We all want a better country for little Jabril.
Well, I want to make sure, it's been a rough week. We've the IRS, Benghazi.
Busy week.
But I still go back to the Oval Office in the afternoon, get out my papers. And I think about little Jabril.
There you go. It's my Obama. Right.
I know you gave me some crap earlier about Paul McCartney.
Yes.
But there is
I know you love him.
I hate him.
Great mashup that I found on the net yesterday.
Everyone does.
This guy, I forget the guy's name, but it's called Go Home Productions. They do the best mashups. And I have a theory on this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a solo John Lennon record and a solo Paul McCartney record.
Ooh.
They had to be sort of married together with a little bit of finagling, but it works. And I think it just goes to show that
standard rules apply for all music on this show. Correct?
You can blow it up, yeah, but okay. I think you're actually going to like it.
I've seen that. He's 5 steps
You've tipped
ahead
your
of
hand.
Me. I know.
But what happens here is even though they're working separately.
Preemptive face.
Well, I think he blew me up. I don't. Because I didn't even play the. I have to check the rule book.
Okay. No.
Even working separately,
yes.
Their songs worked here. This one is called Imagine the Band. They sped up the track of John Lennon to make it work, but it's kind of neat.
Well, Imagine's my favorite Lennon, McCartney, Beatle, anything.
Yes, right. Listen.
That's an abomination.
It's not an abomination.
That's an abomination.
How is it an abomination?
Why are you blaming the president?
Because you're taking we live in abomination. That's right.
You're taking a masterpiece and mixing it with a hack pop record.
Yes, I'm sure the Band on the Run is a hack pop record. We have no time for this.
He's really upset.
Not an abomination. I'd say that the sentiment behind Imagine is better than Band on the Run.
Yes.
But Band on the Run is a better song and a better album.
We will disagree till our dying day, Mr. Speedwagon.
You bet we will.
Stop it.
One of them you can dance to.
That's right.
You can eat.
Tomorrow we will address the top five classic rock songs with clapping in them.
Hold on just a second.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes?
Picture a room with a special someone.
Right.
Some candlelight.
Yes.
And you put on Imagine, mm-hmm. and you grab your honey around it, and do you have Imagine?
No.
And you just slowly rock back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's loving. It's sweet. I could see you dancing to Imagine.
Sure.
I'm going to dance to Imagine with my lady this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to imagine that myself. Try to hold down my dinner.
And then put on Band on the Run and see what happens.
Band on the Run.
One of the greatest non-Beatles albums ever recorded. You know what? It's actually better than two of the Beatles albums.
Band on
We won't say which two.
You wouldn't listen anyway. Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know what the funny thing is? I like Band on the Run.
Yeah, so do I.
I totally like it.
I don't. Okay, you don't like it?
He's
I'm
real.
So thankful that you guys were just beating him up about it. Overrated.
Remember when we talked a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, about Gwyneth Paltrow's big 70s bush?
Yeah, she did the trim properly.
Yeah, well, she brought it up again. She was at a charity disc jockey thing in Australia where she had a few drinks. And here's her once again talking about how hairsuit she is.
I was on Ellen and
literally
I had this stretch on at this premiere the night before that was see-through on the sides. Okay. So basically I couldn't wear underwear with this dress, so I wasn't tucked in properly, so they were like, you need to shave it anyway. And then I said that to Ellen and she was like, but it was only on the sides. And I said, no, I've got a big 70s bush, which I was kidding. But then I had to, it was all a disaster, and now I look like an 8-year-old girl. But every time I have a bikini wax, Cameron Diaz holds me down.
That is funny.
It is.
I just think it's
funny. I love the fact that
you wouldn't, the last celebrity I would think, one of the last celebrities I would think that would be talking like
right,
that.
People Magazine voted her the most lovely person in the world, and that's her talking after a few drinks.
Saw the dress. She's absolutely right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, no
room for error.
Do they zoom in? Is it a Mr. Skin kind of zoom in?
No, it's just, I would say you go to maybe intouch.com or any of those rags.
And then use your own zoom pictures.
No, they zoom it for you.
Awesome.
They've got a bunch of different angles.
I know what I'm doing before we tape the bonus show today.
Hey, while you do it, listen to the song Imagine. And we close
with a little Jabril.
You know that Sesame Street, my kids are too old for it now, but I know a lot of our listeners have kids watching Sesame Street, right, have introduced a new character this week, and I wanted to mention this for Oscar because this character is Latino.
Oh,
finally. How about that? Isn't that something?
Sesame Street, ladies and gentlemen, Sesame Street has just introduced its first Latino cast member in decades. Yeah. Yeah. It's an undocumented blue monster who will work for half as many cookies.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Are you offended by that joke?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Let's move on.
It's the truth.
It is.
Buzz is coming up with news right after this, everybody. Take it away. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to it. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, the place to buy all the stuff dads like. Remember, it powers the show when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. Please bookmark it. Father's Day and every day, save money and support the show. Shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Buy the Imagine CD.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or why, Band on the
let
Run.
Let it go. Let it go. Come on. You can't. I like Band on the Run. You cannot put Band on the Run in the same
different
in the same
category.
They have
different qualities.
Is Imagine.
That's right.
Beautiful song.
Presidents Franklin Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson all used the IRS to target their political enemies. But so far in the Obama administration, there's no evidence the president even knew about the political targeting by the IRS.
And if this comes out to be true, let me just throw this in here. With all our discussion before about political leaders and Obama and how we're disappointed, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
If this comes out to be a bunch of crap that, that really there was a, then that pisses me off too, and it's back, you know, it's back to my partisan ways again. Because the fact is, if he's not responsible, and nobody in the White House is responsible, then it was some asshat at the IRS that was a Democrat that decided to do this on his own, and they should not persecute the Obama administration.
Anyway, hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
That's
really
who it was.
That's the asshat right there. The acting head of the IRS, the one in charge when the targeting took place, has now been forced to resign. And President Obama says he'll do everything in his power to quote make sure nothing like this ever happens again. He's promising to hold the responsible parties accountable, asking that new safeguards be put in place, and he's promised to work with Congress on a problem he says is fixable.
And they didn't release his name until like an hour ago. The guy at the IRS. You know what his name is?
What's that?
Jilly Coinpecker.
We should have been suspicious from the start. Republicans in Congress, of course, not satisfied. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to investigate whether the scandal did connect with the White House. He says the administration needs to be forthcoming, something he says it has not been so far.
How can Oscar laugh at the birthday card and not that?
I know.
This didn't have
didn't
a squirrel.
It.
Jilly Coinpecker.
He didn't understand it.
I'll draw you a
That's
picture.
Funny.
Of the various so-called scandals swirling around the Obama administration at the moment, the IRS mess is the most crucial because it's the one voters care about because it potentially affects each and every one of us. Right or wrong, the public doesn't care as much about the news media, but that issue's also being addressed. The White House is proposing a new shield law to further protect journalists from government intrusion. Instead of moving forward with a second-term agenda, the Obama White House, as you said earlier, Mike, now finds itself running around trying to put out fires.
Yeah, it's crap.
It's now released, the White House now released more than 100 pages of emails related to the attack on our embassy in Benghazi last September, and congressional Republicans again say that's not enough. The White House released the emails to refute stuff it says the Republicans were making up about the handling of the tragedy. The emails have to do with determining whether the embassy attack was a planned terrorist attack or something less organized.
Yeah,
the investigation has nothing to do with the future safety and security of our embassy personnel, only about how this one was publicly discussed.
Yeah, so they're retreading something that's already happened, and it's frustrating. And I watched Lindsey Graham with Sean Hannity, a little clip from him. You know, he's practically turgid. He's just so excited.
Very excited.
That's
yes.
what he cares about. Right. That's what they're into.
He likes that.
Mm-hmm.
But running three or four investigations of the Obama administration isn't the only focus of congressional Republicans this week. They are, as we've mentioned before, for the 37th time, trying to repeal Obamacare.
Good luck with that.
Good God.
Love him or hate him, and I know how you feel about him, and I have the same concerns. Love him or hate him, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid reminds us that Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Even House Speaker John Boehner has admitted this week's vote is being held only so that new members of Congress can also have a chance to vote against Obamacare.
It is insane.
Yeah,
It's totally insane.
No forward progression there.
Right.
But don't panic. That nuclear device has got to be around here somewhere.
Wow, no.
Okay, it's not a bomb, but it is dangerous. And it's somewhere in West Virginia or Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
Really? A Troxler 3440 nuclear density gauge literally fell off a truck on I-81 between mile markers 17 and 24. The search is on.
Mike, it's the 3440. It's a good one.
That's close to where we are, fellas.
Oh, I know.
Jesus.
It's a device. It's a mostly a harmless device in the right hands.
So that's in the panhandle of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Cousins.
Maybe that's why they're coming down this weekend.
Speaking of handles, it's a yellow box. If you know, maybe you're driving that stretch of road. It's a yellow box with buttons and a handle. And if you see it, you're asked to report it, but do not touch it.
Oh. That's funny.
And also, I wanted to mention a little bit about racism as well today. The Ku Klux Klan, not only alive and well, but feeling its oats. In Missouri, the Klan has won back the right to distribute flyers to one small town. The Klan distributes its racist thoughts door to door already, but this latest win allows it to hand out flyers on the street, which police had argued is a recipe for trouble. In Memphis, the Klan's upset about the city's plans to rename some of the parks that were previously named after players in the Confederacy. Quoting the local Imperial Wizard, "Every time we turn around, they're trying to take white people out of the history books."
Yeah, that's what's going on.
The situation has gotten so tense there in Missouri, the city has now banned the wearing of masks and hoods at public demonstrations.
Oh, man, what can I wear to the grocery store?
Wear your sweatpants. Frustrating. And a smaller hood.
And what do terrorism and immigration have to do with one another? Well, quite a lot, according to a Texas Republican congressman. Louis Gohmert says we should hold off on immigration reform because he says Al-Qaeda is training its people to, quote, act Hispanic to get into the U.S. to carry out, in his words, copycat things.
Just late all the time.
That's what.
Sí, mi amigo.
And finally,
that's actually what Oscar was teaching all those people in China.
Finally, a New York woman who has for years exposed her breasts in public has been wondering why police have stopped arresting her and why all the charges against her have been dropped. Today, the answer. The New York Supreme Court ruled 10 years ago women in that state have the same right to go topless as men, so long as neither of them do anything lewd. But it wasn't until this year that New York City police got the memo. Well, they not only got the memo, it's been part of their daily briefing at least 10 times this year.
Wow.
So as the weather warms up, maybe you'll want to head to New York City and, you know, take in the sights.
Completely? She can just go bare-boobed?
It's legal.
There you go.
Nice. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like it when you do your kicker like and make it informative, too.
Road trip.
I bet looks like that painting of B. Arthur.
Time to go to Midtown. Yeah. Show us your boobs.
Fun and education.
Yeah, Midtown. Show us your boobs. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by
yes.
the Man Grate.
Man Grates. We love Man Grates. Put them on your grill. Father's Day just around the corner. Get yourself a Man Grate. Oscar still helps him out. They're still Oscar's friends.
Family.
So buy Man Grates, please. Thank you very much. They're very, very inexpensive. Father's just $19.99 for Father's Day. That's it. On the bonus hour tomorrow's show,
yes.
it's called Pass the Hat.
Oh, good.
We're passing the hat.
Very nice.
You'll have to listen to find out what it's all about. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Oh my God.
Holy Jesus.
Jesus
Christ.
Wow.